That Iran's foreign minister has arrived in Baghdad to meet with his Iraqi counterpart. Tehran's official news agency says that Mohammad Javad Zarif will spend 2 days in Baghdad to focus on the situation in the region. Meanwhile, the Trump administration says it is sending another 1,500 troops to the Persian Gulf as a hedge against an unspecified threat from Iran. U.S. President Donald Trump has arrived in Japan for a four-day state visit. And though heavy on ceremony and photo ops, the administration promises there will be substance as well. Here is VOA correspondent Steve Herman.
Trump began his visit with a 15-minute speech to several dozen top Japanese business leaders. He told them he hopes their two countries will soon reach a new trade pact to offset the big trade imbalance in Tokyo's favor.
Japan has had a substantial edge for many, many years, but that's okay. Maybe that's why you like us so much.
The president is to attend a banquet with the new emperor, golf with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, and view the ancient sport of sumo, awarding what has been nicknamed the Trump Cup to a champion wrestler. Steve Herman, VOA News, Tokyo.
Cyril Ramaphosa was sworn into office today as South Africa's president. He took the government's top job last year after his predecessor, Jacob Zuma, was forced to step down amid a number of corruption scandals, including using millions of dollars in public funds for improvements at his private estate. Speaking in the capital, Pretoria, Ramaphosa said he envisioned a country free from graft and squandered resources, and he called for an end to the country's poverty in a generation. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton says North Korea's recent short-range missile tests violated United Nations resolutions and demonstrated that economic sanctions on Pyongyang need to stay in place. Speaking to reporters in Tokyo, Bolton said the United States was willing to resume a dialogue with North Korea at any time. This is VOA News. Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May has finally surrendered her office over Brexit. Henry Ridgewell reports for VOA from London.
Theresa May came to power in 2016 after Britain's vote to leave the European Union prompted the resignation of predecessor David Cameron. Just as Cameron had done 3 years ago, Theresa May walked out of the Prime Minister's residence at 10 Downing Street Friday to waiting cameras and announced her resignation, saying she bitterly regretted failing to deliver Brexit. Theresa May will still be in office for President Donald Trump's state visit to Britain at the beginning of June, likely to be her final act on the global political stage. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Among the Conservative Party hopefuls running for Prime Minister is Britain's International Development Secretary Rory Stewart, who says he believes he could make a success of Brexit.
And I believe in delivering on the results of that referendum, and I can see huge opportunities for Britain if we get the right trade deal in place. I think Britain could be selling 300 million electric cars into Europe over the next few decades.
Another Tory in the wings is Health Secretary Matt Hancock.
We must deliver Brexit, and I will deliver Brexit. And we need to move this country forward, take all the opportunities that Brexit brings, and then on to some of the big challenges that we face as a society. You know, how we win the battle for free enterprise, winning the argument for a free society.
Oddsmakers say Conservative Boris Johnson is the favorite for the Tories for Prime Minister, though the betting is that the most likely to succeed Theresa May is Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn. The United Nations wants to strengthen its response to the Ebola epidemic in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, where the death toll has reached 1,200. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva, where a new plan was presented.
The Ebola epidemic was declared 10 months ago in conflict-ridden North Kivu and Ituri provinces in eastern DRC. Since then, growing insecurity and community mistrust have hampered efforts to contain the virus, heightening the risk of the disease spreading to neighboring countries. To deal with this increasingly complex situation, World Health Organization spokesman Tarek Jazarevich says the UN, in close cooperation with the DRC government and partners, is strengthening its political engagement, bolstering preparedness plans, and increasing support for humanitarian coordination.
That was Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA from Geneva. Gene Randall, VOA News.
Voice of OA1. It's today's exclusive.